This was a huge step back. I mean, anybody who knows anything about business, you do not move an engineer, right, to customer service. Like for him, it was just almost a slam. And his boss, Chris Kroll, said to him, look, you, at our company in particular, customer service is incredibly valuable, number one. And number two, you're very, very good at it. And so I need you to take this step back. In fact, I'm asking you to take the step back. I expect you to take the step back, and it will make a difference for your career. So Vala does it because that's what Vala does. It turns out that Vala is excellent at customer service. He gets to be so good at customer service that when the company needs a new chief marketing officer, Vala gets tapped. So he's been the head of engineering, customer service, takes a step back, then he slingshots forward into the chief marketing officer because of his ability to understand the customer, to communicate. He ends up building this huge following on Twitter in the social sphere, ends up writing a book. And today he's the chief digital evangelist for Salesforce.com. So to me, this is a great example of a boss who was willing to say, I see your talent. I need you to take a step back, but if you'll trust me, it's going to be a slingshot forward. That to me is a great boss.
It's an inspiring story, and it's all, and there's two parts to it. One is the willingness to take a step back, mm-hmm. which can feel pretty risky, but from the point of view of your book, which is really for managers, is that this is not just another book for managers saying it's important to embrace development. I mean, we've got tons of books out there telling managers it's your role to develop your people, and it's blah, blah, blah. but what you're saying is here's you're not just going to develop them. It's not just taking them from a one-step thing. You really got to look at it from a point of view of disruption. How do you disrupt the people on your team in order for them to become the best that they can be? And then how do you look at your whole team in terms of where do you fill in so that they're able to function as a team and not just have a bunch of high-performing individuals?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it really does. I mean, we say it, there's a duality here, right? It's the contributor, but it's the boss. I mean, no pancake is so thin it doesn't have two sides. And if real development's going to take place, it's got to be both parties are fully committed to it.
I think that's such an important point, that development is not something that you do to somebody, mm-hmm. that it really is part of a conversation. And